Hi, Royals fans. This is J.J. Piccolo. The University of Kansas Health System is the official health care provider of the Kansas City Royals. Get the major league care you deserve at kansashealthsystem.com/royals.
Because what have they done this year, Danny? They beat Ohio State. What has Ohio State done? They got lucky at the end of the game against Notre Dame, and they won that road game. Okay? We'll give it to them. They won that game. But if you just go down and look at the resume of Ohio State, who Michigan beat, I'm not that impressed with what they did. The big thing that they keep talking about is they beat Penn State. Well, how good's Penn State, Danny? I mean, is Penn State the 40th best school in the country or the third best school? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I love James Franklin. I know this guy. He comes on our show once in a while. I mean, I'm not rooting against James Franklin, but come on. What are they? Are they Oklahoma State? I mean, they lose to Ohio State and Michigan every single year. So Ohio State, I will propose they won at Notre Dame 17-14. Other than that, unimpressive because their schedule is so easy. The Big Ten's not very good. Michigan, they beat Ohio State. Hey, that's a big-time game. I like that. But who else did they beat, Danny? Let's see. Still thinking. Maryland, at Maryland. Tua's little brother, okay? They beat Maryland by 7, 31-24. They beat Penn State by 9. You know, so I think Michigan is more a good team. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I think Ohio State is a good team with probably NFL players. I'm unimpressed. I am unimpressed. Now, what is Iowa? They're like Oklahoma State.
Right.
Kirk Ferentz and Mike Gundy are the same guy. They're not going to blink about being the underdog. And they're going to fight and claw. And they're probably going to lose. But, yeah, I don't know how Iowa can score. Right?
Right.
I mean, so Iowa gets 3. Do you give them 6? 10? What are you thinking, Danny?
Well, I think Iowa? If Iowa's going to win the game, which is unlikely, even though I think it might be a dogfight, I think they need a return touchdown or a defensive touchdown. Absolutely. I don't see how they get to any number with their offense. It's just so dreadful that they just...
We'll give the offense 6 and the defense 7, 13. Okay, so Iowa scores an outrageous amount compared to expectations. They get 13 points. Can they keep Michigan in range? I think yes, but not win the game. It's hard to make a scenario
right
where they can win.
It is. It is indeed.
Michigan can run, and it could be. Remember when, was it Wisconsin beat Nebraska like 70-0 or what?
Well, yes.
You know, it could turn into that.
Yep.
I mean, once Michigan gets ahead 17-0, don't you think Iowa is just going to pack it in and Michigan's going to dance to the championship? So, hey, we may be idiots when the score is 52-0 today. You're going, how could you possibly think Michigan's in the same range as Iowa? We really don't. It's just, I don't think Michigan's that great. Iowa can fight and play defense. So I do think it's going to be a dogfight for longer than you think, Danny. But
right.
Fox needs it because who's going to turn on that game?
Yeah, absolutely. 7 o'clock, they get a couple of potentially not so great games. They have the Mountain West game in the afternoon. And one final game, just a minute or so to talk about this one, Stan. Louisville at Florida State. Florida State trying to stay undefeated. They're not going to impress anybody. They don't know who's going to play quarterback today. And all the teams that we've talked about, like Texas and, you know, Alabama, for that matter, need Florida State to lose. I don't know. I don't see it.
Well, you know, everyone wants to talk about Oregon and Louisville. Those are the two teams the last few weeks. Oh, man, look at that. Hey, Louisville lost to Kentucky at home, Danny, to Kentucky. So, hey, not bashing Kentucky, but it just shows you the variability. They're not a dominant team. It's all about the quarterback. The first-string quarterback's hurt. The second-string quarterback's hurt, and we don't know if he's going to play. If Florida State fights through and beats Louisville, I hope they get in the college football playoff as an undefeated team. Don't tell me about injuries. They beat LSU head-to-head, okay? They did their work. They beat Clemson on the road. Florida State's a legitimate football team, not just a legitimate quarterback. But, hey, I want chaos, so I'm going to root for Louisville.
Okay.
Why not?
All right. There's Stan Weber. And if you want some reverse insights into these games, our counterintuitive handicapper is coming up next, and we'll talk to him, and then the roundtable comes your way, all part of College Football Game Day on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to College Football Game Day right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's have a little fun and maybe make you a little money in a reverse counterintuitive way. If you've heard the show the last couple of weeks, you know that we have handicapper Craig Hemke with us, and he is the man at $50chumps.com. And what we have explained over the last couple of weeks is that he picks the games, he's not good at it, you go against his picks, and you win. And let's just hear how bad things have been going, which is good.
Danny, I'm laughing to myself because you called me a handicapper. There are people out there that work really, really hard at this, and they are professional handicappers. I'm just a professional chump. I can tell you, now that we've gotten a full season under our belt, I'm every bit as bad as I thought I'd be. I'm winning about a 40% clip. You've kind of researched this before. Is 40%, that's pretty bad, isn't it?
It is pretty bad. I think if handicappers hit it 50%, they can claim more, but sometimes that's not the case. But 40% is pretty bad. I mean, nobody's running around trying to take $300 of your money per month at 40%, that's for sure.
And even if you flip it at 60%, they'd be calling you every weekend trying to get you to sign up for the long-term plan, right? And that's really all I'm trying to do here is put out my picks, but they're terrible week after week. Oh, occasionally I might have an okay week. I did okay last week in college, but that's probably just the law of averages. I am 54-76 against the spread through 10 games a week for 13 weeks in college, and I'm 28-42 in pro. So, again, you flip those the other way, you've had a very profitable year.
Yes, you have.
That's where I thought there might be some value.
Yes, indeed. And it also makes you kind of, it creates a little conundrum for the person who are like, well, gee, I'm supposed to pick against what Craig says, but, gee, I kind of like that one. So you probably have to stick to a plan, and the plan being go opposite and see how it rides out. And with those results, obviously it would. Have you got your eyes on a game or two today?
Well, today's kind of a funky day in that there's only eight games. And usually I've got a full, however many 60-some-odd games to choose from to pick the 10 that the chump thinks are the best. Anyway, there's only eight today, and so it's kind of hard. I went ahead and picked all eight, and anybody can go to $50chump.com and buy those picks. They're only $15, and the pro picks are only $15 too. As I looked over the list, some of the more obvious ones that maybe I'd have taken, regardless of if there were 60 games today, is Florida State. I had Louisville last week. And I thought, look at this. This is Louisville. They're playing so well. They've only had one bad game. And they're Kentucky. I've seen them. They stink. So I thought Louisville was for sure going to be a good bet. And, of course, they lost at home outright. So the heck with Louisville. And I don't know if you saw Florida State. They played great without their star quarterback.
Right.
So why in the world would Florida State only be favored by 2.5? Yeah, I love Florida State in this game, which, of course, means it's probably going to be Louisville.
Well, we'll see if Louisville bounces back. And you mentioned it's $15 for your college picks, $15 for your pro, but $25 for both, correct?
That's exactly right. And again, pro is, I don't know. I've always thought I stunk at pro, but I had no idea just how much I stunk until I started keeping track every single week. And this year is just as bad as it's ever been. Again, 28-42-2. So if you flip that, you'd be 14 games to the good.
Absolutely, 14. That's right at a 40%. So the last time I went to school and did some math. So it is a great opportunity and in a quite different way to get your handicap advice, and that's at $50chumps.com. Craig, we've appreciated the last 3 weeks and look forward to having some fun and smiles in the future. And I don't know, as we roll through the rest of the year, you'll continue on in the NFL and with the limited college games and the bowl games as well. This is our last show here for College Football Game Day, but appreciate the time. And just give us the basics again of how people to get in touch with you.
Yeah, you know, and I've been thinking about what I'll do with the Bulls. Rather than split it up, you know, in like three games a week or something like that, like the professional handicappers do. Anybody listen to us, I'll just pick all the, you know, my 10 games out of the, what are there, like 160 bowl games in. All I know is the only team not qualified for a bowl game is my Nebraska. But everybody else seems to go. I'll pick all my 10 bowl games. I'll just leave them up there all through December. So anybody can stop by $50chump.com if you're sitting around, you know, looking to play some games around Christmas or in that week between Christmas and New Year's. Hey, just stop by. If anything, even if you don't bet against me, just look at my list and then maybe use that to kind of cull your list. Because if you see that I really like somebody, maybe you think, well, I think I'll lay off that one a little bit if this chump guy likes them too. And then we'll keep doing the pros. You can come by, the picks go live. You get an email from my site every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, and you get all the six pro picks a weekend too. We'll keep doing that all the way through the rest of the season, which, you know, goes all the way to the 1st of January. Again, $50chump.com is where you'll find it.
That's Craig Hempke, and he joins us on College Football Game Day. College Football Game Day, it's the home stretch not only of today, but of the College Football Game Day season. And it's time for the roundtable. Todd Lebo, Stan Weber here. And we touched on this a little bit with Gary Barnett a little bit earlier. But it struck me today when I was thinking about the show that obviously this year is the last year of the four-team playoff, and we're going to go to 12, and I think everybody's happy about that. But, Todd, I'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
There are unintended consequences for anything that you do.
Sure.
And I think a 12-team playoff, one of those will be played out today, because it would have been played out today, because if this were next year, some of these games wouldn't have really as much import as they do today. Georgia, they'd be in the playoff. They wouldn't, you know, they're playing Alabama. They could lose. Wouldn't really matter. Michigan could lose to Iowa. It wouldn't matter. They're in. So, yes, I think we do like the fact that there's a 12-team playoff. Maybe Texas and Oklahoma State is an example of why drama will be more provided there, because Texas probably would maybe have to win even with a 12-team playoff. But indeed, I think maybe for the last game of the regular season or championship Friday and Saturday, it might be diminished a little bit.
Well, this is true in every sport. The more playoffs you have, the less the regular season matters. So you have to find the right balance, okay? I mean, like in Major League Baseball, they keep adding wild card teams, and that helps some people in the middle, but then the division races don't mean as much. In the NFL, I think they've got the exact right number of teams. They shouldn't go more. We see this in NBA, blah, blah, blah. And they've tried to enhance it in the NBA by having the little play-in game and making it more exciting at the bottom to get in. There's ways to go about it. It'll take us a few years to figure out what effect it has on 12. I think it'll make the regular season more exciting, but perhaps the sacrifice will be the championships. Like it's been in college basketball, you know, listen, Kansas doesn't win the Big 12 championship
in the tournament. Roy Williams said, lose the second round, please, because the NCAA tournament's coming up. Don't get worn down.
You know, dude, I don't think we're going to – I think 12's a good number for that, because I do still think there's something about winning a trophy, winning your conference championship, because you won't be SEC champion if you don't win the game. And I think being SEC champion will mean something to these teams. But it will absolutely – be a bit of a factor for some of these teams. But I think that the sacrifice you get on the other end, especially if they actually kept divisions, which they're not, which is the mistake, I think. Maybe after a while, I think they'll go back and they'll say divisions are maybe the way to go. But I think if you're bringing more teams in to try to fight for spots 9, 10, 11, 12, that's worth maybe not having the Big 12 or the SEC title game be as important, maybe.
Well, let's talk about the positives real quick, because there's a giant positive that will go into next year's playoff style that we don't see now. Forget the number of teams. Conference champions get in. The Power 5, and they're going to go down to Power 4. The Pac-12's more than likely not going to be counted. So there's going to be a Power 4 conference.
Two teams aren't going to be the Power 5 conference, just two teams?
No, not for the college football playoff. It's not other
yeah,
things.
Right, I got you.
Monetarily,
yes.
They get a lot of money still. But let's just go for the college
depending
football.
Depending on what the courts say, right? Yeah.
Yes, but the college football playoff is saying, likely going to vote that you get four automatics with the power. Well, it's not that. It's five. They're going to say five automatics from the five best teams, and they are including a group of five champion. like my son Stanton's game's going to kick off here. Toledo trying to beat Miami, Ohio. They're the best conference champion, but it might be Tulane, might be another team. They get into the playoff. That's good. Participation. But here's the thing. That would mean in today's games, to keep it simple, a team like Iowa or Oklahoma State would get advanced to a college football playoff.
Right.
That's good.
Yes.
That makes these games worth a little bit more. But what isn't so good is the fact that if they go away from divisions, there's a decent chance that Michigan played Ohio State. That was the highest rated game of the whole year.
Yep.
Okay? The highest. So let's just focus. Right. It's very simple because there are two powers. We think of them even, right? Last week they play to go to the college football playoff or not. More than likely.
Right.
Last game. Last Saturday. Next year at this time, it wouldn't matter. Either team gets in. And even worse, if they go away from divisions, which is the trend that Todd's talking about,
right?
They would likely play each other the very next week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would happen if we were having Michigan Ohio State at a neutral site after last week's game at Michigan? That would take a lot of luster off of it. So what the heck is going on? That is what's going to be a crazy part of this.
Maybe they play again in 2 weeks, after 3 weeks after that.
Yeah,
they could play three times in a month.
You know, I'm not going to try the first game, and I'm going to try the second game because we're going to rematch against each other. These things are going to be crazy. Well, we know the tiebreakers are a giant issue if you don't have divisions. I think you should have divisions.
I do, too.
I do think this.
And I think conference champions should go. So I'm cheering. If this were next year, Oklahoma State, Iowa, if they pulled off an upset today, welcome to the championship.
The map we don't have on any of this, and this is something that will change every single year, is the Big Ten, as you know it today, without the divisions. It's going to be wild next year because USC and UCLA and Washington and Oregon are in the league. So everything's going to change. SEC is going to change as well because you're adding Oklahoma and Texas into it. And look at the ACC. I mean, you're talking about Cal and Stanford. And the Big 12 is going to be adding all these teams. So I think it's going to take us a little while to figure out. Those things are all happening the same year we're going to 12. I think it's worth it to go. I probably would have been fine with 8, but 12's fine with me as well. I'm good. I think...
8's better, 12's at least more.
But I hope they don't say, let's go to 16 or whatever, because then they will really devalue the regular season. And I've said this for years. I think the real things that we're losing in all of this is the true rivalry games. You know what I mean? And, like, I always thought, you know, it's more important for Oklahoma to beat Texas than to beat, you know, Alabama in a Sugar Bowl that wasn't for a playoff because you're beating your rival in a game. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we're losing all of that with all these teams moving to other leagues. You're losing that rivalry stuff. You'll just have to adapt and change and overcome. But it just takes decades to make rivalries.
Since we're at the end of the year, Danny, I'm going to throw a little curveball in here. I've got two questions, kind of subjects, for you guys. First of all, with the playoff the way it is, it really isn't going to do teams a lot of good to have a championship game. You can say that it's important to say I'm the SEC champion.
Right.
There's a little bit of that. But basically, they're trying to get their teams into playoffs. You don't need them to get beat. You don't want them to rematch from the week before, all those things. Do you believe, because there's money on this day, this college football championship day is about the Big 12 getting extra money. Remember, they didn't have it,
game, yes.
And now they brought it back. Do you think that this game will last, that the money will drive it, and for some reason will continue to have championship games, or with this logic likely – with the college football playoff, do you think that they'll cut these games out and just say the regular season's the regular season, which values the regular season a little bit more, actually? What do you think? Are we going to have this championship game?
I don't think they're going to get rid of them, at least in the short term. Maybe over
money drives it.
Maybe over time they'll look at
it. It's like the conference tournaments in basketball.
Yeah,
they keep
exactly. Them. Yeah, they keep playing.
Okay, so that was an easy question. You both jumped on that. Yeah. I want to ask Todd this one as well. Valuing the regular season, if Texas wins today, their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You dislike both these teams, but I think you believe Texas is going to beat Oklahoma State.
I do.
So let's just stop right there. What happens if Alabama beats Georgia? There's a four-team playoff.
Yeah.
And you start looking around, and you compare Texas's loss to Oklahoma to Alabama's loss to Texas at home. Do you believe you should value the regular season, the non-conference game? Do you believe Texas should be in? And don't tell me about who's the best team now, because, oh, by the way, they don't know. No one knows.
Right.
So do you think that we should value and say that non-conference game should be rewarded, Texas should be in, or what are your thoughts about that, both of you?
I think, yes, you should value the fact that they played head-to-head in Texas.
If it's
should go
Texas
to the playoff.
And if Texas and Alabama,
if
Alabama
you're choosing
just beat
one of the
Georgia,
two, Texas should go in front
you
of Alabama.
You think the regular season game should matter?
I think it should.
I absolutely
Well, a lot
do.
Of people don't. They say it's just how you're playing now.
Well,
and now you're playing
today,
now. And
they're
always going to say Alabama's playing better. They're always going to say that.
Well, I think
even though Alabama just barely beat Auburn.
Yeah. I think that it is.
And A&M who fired their coach.
You know, there's not just black and white or one or the other.
It's a hard job.
Yes, I think you should think about how a team is playing right now. Alabama is better than they were. But still, we've only played 12 or 13 games, and one of them was between the two teams.
At your house.
What better, on your home field, what better tiebreaker could we have?
I agree with you, but there are a lot of people who are
leaning
on the
room,
other side.
That's the question. Because all the stuff we see on TV
exactly what
and
they think in that room.
Twitter and all that stuff, they're not in the room. They can speculate all they want. What are they thinking in the room? And this will be a great litmus test if this happens. I don't remember one just like this, where you've had interconference back and forth, the big blue blood teams were 1-1 somewhere, and then the other thing happened.
Especially with the win on the road at Alabama.
I am hoping for chaos. I'm hoping for a bunch of one-loss teams and hoping for them to have to figure out what's happening. Now, this will be the last time we do this. There will still be fights about who's the 12th team and the 13th team and whatever. But as we've always said, I'd rather fight about 68 and 69 in the NCAA basketball tournament as opposed to 2 and 3 in the old.
I'm just glad conference champions don't have to fight because
they should get
you
in.
Just say, you have a methodology. Like the NFL, why they're so great?
Divisions are in.
They have a methodology.
Yeah, divisions are in.
Well, I think that one thing I think they will realize pretty quickly is that divisions are better. And if they're going to keep these conference championships, I mean, the whole thing as far as people thinking about divisions has been driven by the disaster that the Big Ten has been with divisions. And it's Wisconsin's fault, it's Nebraska's fault, because they were expected to be better teams. Now, why in the grand scheme of things they couldn't see, and you know, and I think when they went to these divisions, either Michigan or Ohio State wasn't great right then. I can't remember which.
They just didn't want to give up the last game of the year.
But I mean, Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State all in the same, you know, now Penn State generally just loses every big game they play now. But still, it's the Big Ten that's been driving this. The fact that every year we have had a lopsided seeming game.
In the last, whatever,
and
seven
we've had
years,
some,
yeah.
And we've had some bad, you know, like 70 points being run up by these teams. So the Big Ten, that was the problem. But you just can't look at a small sample size of what one conference had go wrong and just say that divisions are bad.
Well, and the Pac-12 kind of started this, too, because they said, well, let's just get the best two teams. And they went away from their divisions.
Right.
And I think divisions are worthy. And if you have enough teams, 12 is a number where you should have divisions. Because as bad as it maybe was in 2004 and 2005 in the Big 12 when right. we had really good teams, I mean, in the South and blah, blah teams.
You started
in the North.
Out with all the good teams, I mean, in the North.
Colorado was
around.
A 500 team and played
just
in the
wait
championship.
Around and maybe it can move. And there have been some times where one of those teams can rise up and maybe beat the other one. What they just didn't want to have happen was one of the bad teams beat a good team and cost themselves. That's what they didn't want.
Right.
And but they're fearing these things that are good drama. Don't fear that. Just let it happen sometimes.
And also what they should realize is that what we just talked about. I mean, there would be drama because, yes, the automatic thing would kick in and the underdog team would get to go to the playoff. But with 12 teams, the big dog is going to go anyway.
Yeah, Iowa beats Michigan today in a new format. Iowa gets in as a champion of the Big Ten, and Michigan gets in because they're a great team.
I'm actually surprised that these things have moved as quickly as they have to move from a 4-team to a 12-team, and it's kind of happened this quickly.
Me too.
Because it used to, I look at weird football games on YouTube sometimes. You get down a rabbit hole. And I remember I was recently watching something that's popped up. It was like an Oklahoma-Nebraska game from like 1990. And I watched the I like to watch the intros to see how they, you know,
state the game
and what's going on. I especially like to see when they show the players. They say, look, there's a 265-pound guard from where I was. Oh, well.
Different unblockable.
Day. But I'm watching this game. I think it was 1990 game, and they had they were talking about how they just really need a playoff because, like, Nebraska was right here at this spot and everything. And I was like, 1990, and it took us 10 whole years almost from that to get to all right, here's just two teams we're picking to play. And then
BCS National Championship
another
game.
12 years to get to four teams playing. And at this point, they've gone fairly quickly on this.
Yeah. But I think the TV contract ran out even.
They really got to stop here, though. Let's watch this for a while and see how it goes. Because Stan and I have been drawing up plays on napkins for years on this. And we always said, play games on campus. Play those first-round games. They do it in Division III. They do it in Division II, FCS, all this stuff.
NFL.
It is going to be so awesome next year to see the 12-team go to the 5-team on campus and play a game. It's going to be awesome. You want to be in the playoff? You're in the playoff. Now go win in Columbus, Ohio. Go do it. It's going to be awesome. Those will be great games. It will look better than 92% of the bowl games.
Especially with everyone opting out of the bowl games now.
What we want for the aspect of the playoff looking good, however, is the fact that those are great games. I mean, what we could see is that these underdog teams are going to go and get spanked in the home stadium of the other team.
Hey, listen,
saying, hey, why are we even having, you know, Gary Barnett earlier said that he thought a 16 playoff was best. I can see that.
I can see that, too. But how
six
about
or
this?
Eight's really good.
We played the NCAA tournament since 1985 with 16 seeds and one seeds. And we've had two 16s win now in the last 5 years against ones. Right. It's getting closer on all of these things.
Right.
So you're going to see an 11 seed beat a 6 seed at their place. I mean, it's going to happen sometime, and it won't take 30 years to have it happen.
This is the last show of the year, so I'm going to say this real quick. Even though it's a little off subject, you mentioned there should be divisions. Here's what you've got: 16 teams in your league, which is kind of the norm for your SEC, Todd. You're no longer Big 12.
Big 10 is 18, though, right? It's going to be 18?
Yeah.
A bunch.
Yeah,
okay, but if you have 16, for instance, or 20, but let's say 16 to keep it simple.
Big 12 will be 16, SEC will be 16.
You should have a pod that's four teams.
Four-team pod, yes.
And you should play that other three.
Preach, Stan.
Every year.
Yes, preach.
Home and then away.
Yes.
Home and then away. And the other 12 teams that are left, you play 6 1 year, 6 the next, and do the reverse of that the next 2 years. Every kid who stays 4 years gets to play at every place. You get to play every team twice. You get a cover, you're a real conference, but you have the pod. Now, next step, and it works in basketball too, you play them twice in your pod. But okay, now you have a pod. But more importantly, we don't have divisions if you have a pod. You rotate a pod and a pod around, and you call it a division this year. So if you're a pod, Todd, and Danny, you're one, and I'm one, and Stephen St. John is a fourth one, this year I'm with Stephen, and we call our two pods the division, and you and Danny play each other, and you make sure that you're playing each other.
Because
you have to play another pod.
Right, yeah.
You play a four game like the NFL does.
Yes.
And then you switch around. You basically have two 8-team divisions. But you're not stuck with the same north, south, or anything else. You are stuck with your pod forever.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're around here, Danny, KU and K-State should be in a pod and play every year, and it's easy. Oh, who else should be in there? Well, it should either be Oklahoma State or Iowa State.
Yeah, I'm not really super happy about the Big 12 schedule they put out for 4 years. There's only three continuing rivalries. Like KU, K-State's a rivalry that's going to go BYU, Utah, and Arizona State. That's the only ones that are going to play every year. I mean,
well, it's weird. K-State's going to play Colorado four times, but not Iowa State.
Right.
So it is very random.
Yeah.
It's all over the board. But when you have the pod, two things happen. You play these three head-to-head.
Yes.
But we play against your pod, so
that's
four more games.
Year, yeah.
So suddenly, when you get into the tiebreakers,
in
the division, two pods go together. Todd's pod.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I like that.
That's the most logical way to do it.
Well, don't expect
divisions
to happen. Don't expect it to happen. It won't.
Because it makes sense.
Because here's the deal. The SEC is going to keep playing eight games. They're going to bring the Citadel in. I can't wait for next year. Oklahoma's got Maine coming in. That'll be their November game.
Is it November?
They haven't got the schedule. They haven't released the schedule yet. But yeah, it's going to be Maine. The Black Bears coming in.
Just don't invite New Mexico State because Auburn paid them $1.8 million.
They lost.
And
then almost beat Alabama.
Whipped.
And then almost beat Alabama.
Should have.
What a weird
How
world.
Did he score from 31 yards on fourth down?
Oh, God. It unbelievable.
Who was
debacle.
Listening? One of my buddies was listening to the Auburn.
It was me.
You were listening to Auburn's radio call. And they hate Alabama so much.
Sick.
And they had that game, Danny. I mean, Todd, they're the better team. They had it. And what did it sound like when Auburn lost?
You know, when you're listening to a game, the play usually happens before the call. Because, you know, no matter how good you are, it's about a second behind. I knew he had scored a touchdown before they said it. Because he heard the groans in the crowd and just enough Alabama fans cheering. And he's just like, he caught it. In the I felt so sick.
That's impossible. We were.
I can't. I just.
Everyone's around the TV.
So many things
man.
Are stupid in that. Well, I was watching. There were two games on in the place I was. I had gone to the movies, and then I came out, and I'm like, "Oh, good. I'm going to see
Probably
the end
Oklahoma
of the game.
State BYU game.
Auburn's going to beat Alabama, and so the game wasn't on. It wasn't on one of the two TVs. And it was just the kind of place where I'm not going to say hey, or they wouldn't have got it in
you
time.
You weren't a sports
anyway.
Bar. Yes.
No. So. I'm looking at my phone, and I'm like, and the score thing is kind of dodgy with their plays sometimes, and the score comes up before the actual play does.
Right.
And I'm like, how the hell did they convert fourth and for 31? How did this happen?
Because it's Alabama versus Auburn.
Well, because one of the reasons was they put a spy on the quarterback.
In case he was going to run 31
yards.
In case he was
going to run 31
yards
for a touchdown. I mean, oh boy. Well, that
too bad for them.
That kind of insanity is a good way to wrap things up. It's been a pleasure all year, boys.
Todd, and, thanks for doing this each week with us and all the
you
help
guys.
You give us on the show.
And it's going to be a great.
Danny, great to work with you as usual. I mean, this is such a joy, and I think there are a lot of people who give me feedback that say, at 9 o'clock when they hear your voice starting and that music of College Football Game Day, it's like game on. There's a lot of us that love college football and. That is the first marker that, oh, yeah, it's college today.
I'm very happy at Sports Radio 810 that we've been doing this. I'm also very happy that Kansas and Connecticut played basketball last night. A lot of times Kansas has a basketball game today. It's all football today. Triple header on Sports Radio 810.
That's nice.
Big 12, SEC, Big 10. It's going to be great listening on Sports Radio 810 all day.
Absolutely, and it cranks up next to Oklahoma State and Texas. Let's see if the Cowboys can pull another unlikely upset. Texas, a 16-point favorite. That's what's next right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.